Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the TR90 Body Burn 30 support call. This call happens Monday through Friday at this time, Mondays at this time, which is 6:40 Pacific time for me, 7:40 Mountain time, 8:40 Central time, and 9:40 Eastern time. Thrilled to have you along with us. If you ever miss these calls, you can pick them up on an application called SoundCloud, or wherever you get your podcasts. And Frank says that they've been popping up on other podcast services as well. So there is another thing for you. With that being said, for those of you that do not know who I am, I'm Susan Mann out of Portland, Oregon, welcoming you to the call. Had a huge interest in health, nutrition, and fitness going back to when I was in high school, and I had grandparents that were not in the best of health, and I was more than a little bit concerned about how their health was going. Didn't want those health challenges in my life. So I've done many things over the years to help take care of myself and make sure that I'm really heading down the right path, including at nutrition and exercise. With that being said, I come to you with an education background, huge interest in health, nutrition, and exercise. Like I said, going back more than 40 years, just it is what it is. Anyway, so with that being said, you are in your first starting out with that Tier 90 program, which is I came into it when it first started almost 16 years ago. Absolutely love this program. I was able to drop 20 body inches in about 6 months. Your results may vary. Part of it depends on how closely you adhere to the program. There's some other factors that kind of tap into that as well. So when you're first starting out, it is your one lean meal a day, two shakes a day, three snacks a day, 30 grams of protein at each of those meals. Taking your supplements 15 to 20 minutes before a meal is best, but if you're not able to do that, and I would say about 40% of the time I wasn't, take them with your meals. I had good results with it, but like I said, your results may vary. I had to because I had just an absolute, well, I still have an absolutely crazy schedule. As a substitute teacher, I never knew when I was going to be running out the door with my breakfast and my supplements in hand. I'd get to lunchtime, it would get delayed because, well, I was dealing with kids and we all know that they can get up to all kinds of little shenanigans, and I had to settle problems either in the cafeteria or out on the playground before I could get to my lunch. So, you know, that is what happens. It is the life of a teacher, sadly, but true. So with that being said, I am sharing some information today with you about how we live, how to stay strong. And this was coming out of the Real Simple magazine from May 2025. And stay strong. We naturally lose muscle mass as we age, which can lead to health issues. If you're wondering what you can do to slow the process, we've got your back and legs and arms. This article was written by Jessica Migala, M-I-G-A-L-A. And we're going to just jump right in here. So pop quiz. What is the largest organ in your body? Answer, not your skin. It's all that muscle. There's a lot of it, and it does so many things, says Ashley B. Austin, MD, a sports medicine physician at the Hospital for Special Surgery in New York City. We need a certain amount of muscle to do even the smallest of tasks, she says. Obviously, muscles allow us to carry groceries, kneel down to pick up dropped keys, and hoist luggage into the overhead compartment on a plane. But they also help us avoid injuries while doing those tasks and may help us build strong bones. See, as we move, muscles pull on our bones, causing friction, which causes repair and strengthens bone. The muscles go in, also get tiny tears when we exert them. The tears are then repaired, resulting in stronger muscles. When your muscles grow stronger, they pull harder, which makes your bones stronger. It's a cycle. Muscles can help you live longer, too. In a 2019 study that looked at 738 people over the age of 90 and calculated the average muscle mass of participants, women who came in below the group average had, or who came in below the group average had 54% higher risk of dying during the course of the study. Lower muscle mass is associated with mobility loss and more falls. Additionally, some research found that muscle mass also helps stave off type 2 diabetes, which can shorten life expectancy. Glucose, basically sugar, circulates in the bloodstream until your muscles and other tissues utilize it for fuel. Boy, I'm having a tongue twister this morning, explains Brian Clark, PhD, executive director of the Ohio Musculoskeletal and Neurological Institute at Ohio University. More muscle mass increases the capacity to store glucose and improves insulin sensitivity, he says, adding that the overall blood sugar stability depends on multiple factors, including diet, physical activity, and metabolic health. Here's the rub. Unless you take some precautions, you're likely to start to lose 3 to 5% of your muscle mass per decade from your 30s on, which can add up and lead to trouble. So what's the solve? Strength training. We need resistance exercises to train for the rigors of life, Austin says. There are also muscle-friendly things you can do without breaking a sweat. And how we're going to learn how to build strength and maintain it no matter what decade of life you're in. Muscle is a plastic tissue and it will adapt at any age, Clark says. So first, take a look at your diet. To get your body ready to pump iron or, you know, at least do some light resistance training, start with the right fuel, says Roger Fielding, PhD, senior scientist at the Jean Meyer USDA Human Nutrition Research Center on Aging at Tufts University. A healthy diet for muscle health is the same healthy diet for general health, he says. Eat fewer processed foods that are high in saturated fats and sugars and eat more fruits and vegetables, whole grains, and lean proteins. Speaking of lean proteins, if you spend any time on social media, you've seen the hard push for people, especially women, to increase their protein intake. In this case, the science is sound. The nutrient provides your body with the amino acids needed to support muscles, says Nancy Rodriguez, PhD, RD, director of the Sports Nutrition Program at the University of Connecticut. So eating more protein may help offset muscle mass as we age. That's why there's 30 grams of protein at least three of your meals in the TR90 program, by the way. How much you need increases as you get older, she notes. Women ages 65 and up should aim for 1.2 to 1.5 grams of protein per kilogram of body weight. Younger women need about 0.8 to 1 gram of protein per kilogram of body weight. For example, a 66-year-old woman weighing 140 pounds should shoot for 76 to 95 grams a day. Ideally, that would be about 25 grams per meal, a few protein-packed snacks, and since spreading protein intake over the course of the day helps us feel sated for meals, lean into turkey, chicken, seafood, dairy, and plant-based proteins like tofu, beans, and nuts. In between, munch on cheddar cheese. An ounce has about 7 grams of protein. A half cup of edamame, which has about 9 grams, or a turkey jerky stick, which has about 12 grams. And to be sure you're eating enough overall, if you're not consuming sufficient calories to maintain your weight, your body will break down muscle, Rodriguez says. The number of calories you need depends on factors like your age and activity level, And to get a general idea, myplate.gov offers a tool that will calculate recommendations. Get some rest. Oh, this is one of the things that I highly recommend, 7 to 9 hours of good quality sleep a night, but let's see what they say. In addition to eating well, you need to sleep. Snooze time allows muscles to recover and rebuild. In fact, a study of 13 young adults found that a night of total sleep deprivation decreased what's called the muscle protein synthesis, the process through which the body maintains and builds muscle, by 18%. Poor sleep in general is not just all-nighters, can impair muscle metabolism. Sleep needs vary by person, but 7 hours is a good goal for many adults. Set yourself up for success by going outside for 30 minutes of sunshine a day, which will regulate your internal clock or your circadian rhythm, cutting off caffeine at least 6 hours before bed, and sticking to a consistent sleep schedule. Next is find your fitness routine. Adults should do at least 2 full body muscle strengthening workouts a week if they want to maintain a healthy lifestyle. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services says, unfortunately, data from the CDC shows that 69% of us are missing the mark. To get in the swing of it, think about what kind of resistance training is best for you. It could be lifting weights, practicing yoga, or using your own body weight. If you're not sure what to do, the American Council on Exercise, an organization that certifies health coaches and trainers, offers an excellent library with free strengthening tutorials on the acefitness.org. So that's acefitness.org. Whatever activity you choose, take it slow and work your way up to higher weights and intensity levels, says Rena Volkun, a San Diego-based group fitness trainer and health coach. Training that uses your body weight is a great place to start, followed by moves with elasticity bands, and eventually light to medium size hand weights ranging from 2 to 8 pounds, she explains. A full body routine can be achieved in only a few moves, she adds, as proof she created one just for this article. For each exercise, do 1 or 2 sets of 8 to 12 reps until it feels easy. Then increase to 2 to 3 or 3 sets of 12 to 15 reps. You can gain experience if you experience pain during exercise, see your doctor. First, do squats, making sure that your feet are hip width apart and your knees and toes are forward. Then move on to knee push-ups. Next, do backward lunges, step one leg back and return to standing. And work your arms, raise them overhead. After that, get into to a plank and hold for as long as you can. Finally, end with some tricep dips. Sit on the floor with your knees bent and palms behind your fingers facing towards your body. Push off the floor with your feet to lift your hips and extend your arms straight. Lower back down. Move more overall too, not just the gym. Take walk and stretch breaks throughout the day, preferably every hour or so. Beyond that, you've heard it before. Opt for the stairs over the escalator, park far away from the store, pick up a hobby that gets you moving. Everyday physical activity isn't an extra, it's a requirement, Fielding says. Make being strong your personal strength. So muscle myths, know them, forget them. You can leave these 3 muscle misconceptions behind. Lifting weights will make women bulky. Women have way less testosterone than men, so their muscles don't grow into bodybuilder size without serious effort, though you may notice some good definition. Female bodybuilders are probably following rigorous nutrition plans, including high protein and extra calories, often alongside supplements in addition to structured training programs Without a lot of consistent high intensity resistant training, your body won't develop extreme muscle growth. Muscles will turn into fat if you stop working out. Muscle cells and fat cells are two different things. They are not interchangeable. That said, if you stop working out, you will likely lose muscle mass while gaining fat, especially if your diet doesn't adjust to match the reduced activity levels. Over time, intramuscular fat within muscle tissues can increase, particularly with aging and inactivity. Strength is a lifetime commitment, and you've got to keep moving, so this is a moot myth anyway. A pound of muscle weighs more than a pound of fat. A pound is a pound. However, muscle is more dense and takes up less space than fat. As you can add fat, or as you add muscle and lose fat, you may look leaner without seeing any drop on the scale. That was my case. I didn't lose an ounce, but I lost plenty of body inches. This is why the body composition and how you feel matter more than your weight. So hopefully you found that of interest. At the top of the hour, if you scoot over to Facebook One Team Global Live, one of our leaders will be sharing some information with us about how to build a new skin business, what's going on in the new skin world. I think there's a special that's going on right at the moment. With that being said, we will be back here next Monday at 6:40 Pacific time. Go out, make it a great week, and we look forward to having you back. This is Susan Mann from Portland, Oregon, signing out. I welcome any thoughts or comments you may have as soon as I get us off of mute. If you would prefer to send me a text, you can do that to 503-502-4863. So hopefully you found that of interest, and I welcome your thoughts or comments. And seeing as how I'm not hearing anybody speaking up, I'm going to go ahead and release us for the week. And we'll see you back here next Monday. Go out and make it a great week, and we look forward to having you back.